This is Jordan Secchio in Washington, D.C. When can we expect a verdict on Pastor Youssef?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
His life, it's more in danger now than it has been at any other moment in the 2 years since he's been in prison and on trial.
We call upon the Iranian authorities to release Pastor Nadakhani.
We stand for the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and behind Muslims, Christians, Jews, Baha'is, and others that are persecuted in fascist states like the Iranian regime.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Iran, their embassies now are denying that this trial is even ongoing, that he's ever been sentenced to death, which means they are on record. They know that we're talking about it now in the media.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I was on CBN News this morning with another update on Pastor Youssef and his situation in Iran. And I would like to talk to you about it today, how it's impacted you, your community, keeping this. Remember how we said if the fight continues, our job is going to be to keep focus and attention on it, even after, you know, it's not breaking news every 3 minutes. Now, let me tell you, I think we're about to get into a time period where it's about to ramp up again. So today is the final day the courts could have issued a decision this week in Iran. The work week ends on Wednesday evening, and the courts are closed. Government offices are closed on Thursday and Friday. Now, the court reopens Saturday, which means as early as Saturday, we could get, the ruling. And we've had discussions with his attorneys, with his legal team in Iran. I would suspect a written ruling and hope for a written ruling early next week at the latest. There is more news that we are still waiting to confirm that would, I think, take the story to a whole nother level. But we will wait until we can make sure that that's as accurate as possible before we get you that information. But I did want to tell you today, the courts are closed. It would be highly unlikely and bizarre if they were to issue a ruling on Thursday or Friday because the offices aren't open. And usually they read the rulings from the bench there in Iran before issuing a written ruling. So we still have time to act. You still have time to do something about this. Today we are working on the United Nations plan, trying to get the human rights rapporteur, their top person for Iran from the Human Rights Council, is visiting there next month. And so we're trying to work for that person to request a meeting with the pastor and the attorney, which would, again, give us more time to continue to work this, because if they had that confirmed meeting, it would be tough. Iran, you know, would be in a very tough spot if they tried to do anything to threaten the pastor's life. At the same time, that hasn't happened. And right now, the death penalty stands. The execution stands, and that order stands until it's overturned, until we know it's overturned. Remember, we have a couple days here to actually keep fighting this battle. You know, we have until Saturday. Again, let me repeat, courts are closed for the week in Iran, but the week starts back up again when our weekend begins. It starts back up there Saturday. So you have these next few days to really get to work, to hit our 100,000 goal for Secretary of State Clinton and others to start coming out with clear messages. Release this pastor. You know, we've seen it from new members of Congress. Congressman Fleming from Louisiana issued a new statement today, and we've added more. Senator Vitter from Louisiana added a new statement. We've got that up at ACLJ.org. But we need, folks, for you to call now, 877-989-2255. We have got a couple more days to act. There was no verdict today, and we confirmed that he was alive. Now, things change there rapidly, so if you're listening to the show today, follow me on Twitter for continuous updates. Sometimes we get very late reports out of Iran because of timing situations there. But you can still add your name to this. Take a stand to help save this pastor's life, and by keeping it in the focus, you know, we're getting these congressional statements. We need stronger language from Secretary of State Clinton. It's all because of you. 877-989-2255. And let me say, to clear something up, one of our good friends, Pastor Michael Youssef, who's on Christian Radio, is a pastor in Atlanta of Living the Way. This is not him. I know people have called and said, is this Pastor Youssef that we know from a Church of the Apostles in Atlanta or Living the Way? It's not. So just so you know, it's not Pastor Youssef. You don't have to call and check with him. We work closely with him. But you can call now, 877-989-2255. Stand for this pastor.
It is a case that literally involves life and death. We're talking about the promised execution of a Christian pastor in Iran. His only crime? He embraced Christianity, and for that has been sentenced to death by the Muslim-controlled government of Iran. The ACLJ has mounted an aggressive international effort to save his life. We've contacted members of Congress, international leaders, and the news media, working to put pressure on the Iranian government to stop this planned execution that could occur at any time. Now, the ACLJ is calling on Secretary of State Clinton to get involved, to stand up for this Christian pastor, to call on Iran to spare his life. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
All right, folks, if you're just joining us, let me make it clear, too. Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani, who is the Iranian pastor facing execution, we're working very close with his legal team in Iran. The courts are closed for today, and that means that they are closed for the next 2 days, which gives us two more days to fight. He is still alive as of our last confirmation and our last conversations with the legal team there and our sources on the ground in Iran. Because of that, we've got a couple days for you to continue to fight. We know, you know, for a couple days, we've got this time before we're going to hear anything from the court officially. Now, that doesn't mean they couldn't execute him tomorrow, by the way, but it's unlikely. And so we need to really rally together as if this may be our final couple of days, final week, 4 days, you know. We've got today, tomorrow, Friday, maybe Saturday. And, you know, latest I would expect a ruling on Monday unless something else changes in Iran, which we would know about. And I will tell you now, I can't explain everything that we're working on trying to confirm right now, but there is possibly some huge news about where this is moving in Iran and what's going on there. So I'm asking you to trust us that we really need your support today. We really need you to add your name today because this may go to another level in the next couple of days. Call now, 877-989-2255. It's to try and save. Do everything we can to save Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani's life. And let me make it clear again, there's a different Pastor Youssef. I know Pastor Youssef from Church of the Apostles. I know his son Josh and the team down there at Living the Way. They're all good. He does a lot of work in the Middle East. He's Egyptian, I know, and so you're putting those two together. I know he follows us on some radio stations or comes before us on other stations. He is fine. This is Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani, who's in Iran. I know people have been calling our friend Michael Youssef and his organization to make sure he's okay, and he is okay. But we need you to stand with this pastor today. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 2255 or ACLJ.org. Again, ACLJ.org or call 877-989-2255. We've got a couple days here. The court system is closed for a couple of days. So this could be your chance, your final chance, really, before this goes to, again, I can't confirm it right now, so I'm not even going to get into it, but over the next couple of days, we have may have news that changes everything with how this is working behind the scenes there. Because of that, I need you to stand right now, 877-989-2255. This 2 days where the government's closed. I don't want to make promises, But I think these are 2 days where we can really build up the pressure because they're closed. We're working. We're continuing to put out information, and the government's basically shut down. Call now, 877-989-2255, because we still have time to save this pastor's life, and you have time to still try and do something. I know you're all praying for Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani, and that's the most important thing to do. But at the same time, you've asked for an action item. This is the action item. We need Secretary of State Clinton to say release him. We need that because in these next couple of days, it would be great to have that in the media. Great to have that in the news, an updated statement from Secretary of State Clinton. We're getting it from other leaders, senators, congressmen. We've got an updated list. We keep going at ACLJ.org. We're on television. You know, I've been to TV yesterday on Fox News, today on CBN News, and, of course, now with you on radio. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And, you know, I don't know how much time we have, but if we've been given a couple extra days here, let's use it to the best of our abilities by building grassroots support, continued grassroots support for Pastor Nadarkhani. 877-989-2255. And if your friends haven't signed up and you can't remember the number, send them to ACLJ.org today. You can do that as well. It takes about a minute to sign the petition online at ACLJ.org. Now let's go right to the phone. Shadi is calling from California on line one. Shadi, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
You know, I just wanted to first thank you guys for what you're doing. I was born in Tehran. I grew up here. I became a Christian. I come from a Muslim Baha'i background, and Jesus showed me he's real 8 years ago. I became a Christian. I had no idea there's a society, community of Christians out here in L.A. who are also Muslim converts. But now I go to a church where it consists primarily, the pastor is actually from Qom, which used to be a fanatical Muslim in Iran, and he had an experience with Jesus, became a believer, and now our church basically consists of a lot of Persians, a lot of Iranians who come from various backgrounds who come to the Lord. And a lot of them are very new from Iran. But one thing I wanted to say is people like Pastor Nadarkhani, what he's doing right now has such a tremendous effect on people in my culture. Because what he's doing now these past 2 years, as he's continued to stay strong and not deny his faith, despite being away from his family. And, I mean, Iranian prisons are no joke. There's torture going on in there. Who knows what's going on in there? But yet he's kept strong, and I know that's having such an effect on so many people, so many Muslims in Iran and here, and affecting their faith. So although what he's going through is, I mean, unimaginable, I know it's having an effect on millions of people.
He has kept the faith. You know, I was talking about this, and you know from your background and also I'm sure from the fellow church members, that when you grow up in a place and if you've experienced religious persecution, it's one thing to say you could get up in a court and refuse to deny your faith. Three times, and you know each time if you said, yep, okay, I'll renounce Christ and I'll turn to Islam and say one sentence and I can be in the arms of my family and I'll be safe and no extremists are going to hunt me down if the government releases me and I may be a hero even and I can kind of, you know, fizzle away into the background and go back to my life with my wife and my kids. And to say no to that three times after being, you know, solitary confinement for a couple of years, only having one visitor a week, you know, having a death penalty, an execution order hanging over your head, it's can be tough for a lot of this audience, I know, for people to imagine what it's like to live with that every day. But I'm sure out in your church, those people who have been persecuted or family members that have, it's probably not so uncommon.
Right. I mean, I think there can be a level of empathy there. Some of them who are here, actually, it's through amnesty because they would get persecuted for their faith. Right. But I don't know if you're familiar with Pastor Hike, who actually passed, I think now it's over 15 years ago, and they made a documentary about it, A Cry from Iran, but he also was suddenly found dead, and it's largely believed that it was the government, because what he was doing was writing letters internationally to go ahead and try to free one of his Christian fellow pastors who was in prison, and they actually...
Yeah.
free him because of international pressure, but then they found him dead. And what's happened now, and my pastor will say this, he's like, look around, all these Iranians who are now, who've come to the Lord, it's a result and fruit of people like him who have been praying for this, who...
Right.
Literally gave.
Well, no, and listen, it's absolutely right. And we have represented a lot of Iranians, converts, people who have, very high security cases, high risk cases. And they're not necessarily pastors of churches in Iran, but just becoming a Christian shoots you up to where the government is looking for them and where did they go if they get out. And amnesty is a huge issue. We do a lot of those cases at the ACLJ for Iranians. We just won one for a very high-profile Moroccan convert from Islam, came from a very wealthy, highly connected family. We win those cases in court in the United States. Shadia, I thank you for your phone call and for the update on the Iranian community in California. And I think that's inspiring for people to hear who are learning more and more about the church in Iran now with Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani's story. Folks, you still got time to act here. We still have time to get things done. We don't have to throw our hands up in the air. And of course, I want you to continue praying. I mean, that is powerful. But we can get action items here, something you can actually do to assist outside of the prayer world and the spiritual world is standing with us, joining this petition. There is some possibly huge news that will be coming out in the next couple of days. We're working on confirming it. It's not worth putting out there and it not being accurate. So again, trust us on this. We've been walking you through the entire, I've been on television every day walking you through where we are in the court system. The courts are closed for today. We've got 2 days until they reopen. So the earliest they'd probably issue an order on whether or not he'll be executed, whether they overturn the execution, that stands right now, would be Saturday, between Saturday and Monday. Saturday would be the earliest possible time. You still have time to stand with us. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. You know, our leaders, we don't have Secretary of State Clinton yet calling for his release. But we do have senators and members of Congress and the White House statement, though not from President Obama. We need to do some of the work here. We're going to the UN. The ACLJ is going to be working with that rapporteur, trying to do everything we can to save this pastor's life. But we need you. We need a groundswell of grassroots support. Remember, I want to report 100,000 names on this petition Friday. That only gives us a couple days. But remember, we've got these 2 days. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or sign now at ACLJ.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
It is a case that literally involves life and death. We're talking about the promised execution of a Christian pastor in Iran. His only crime? He embraced Christianity, and for that has been sentenced to death by the Muslim-controlled government of Iran. The ACLJ has mounted an aggressive international effort to save his life. We've contacted members of Congress, international leaders, and the news media, working to put pressure on the Iranian government to stop this planned execution that could occur at any time. Now, the ACLJ is calling on Secretary of State Clinton to get involved, to stand up for this Christian pastor, to call on Iran to spare his life. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
those folks, I mean, again, let me repeat to you. I know this is very legal. It's very, you know, by the book, but we do have information that you should know in your mind today as we continue to work to save the life of Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani. First of all, update on where we are with getting a ruling from the court. Now, remember, there's those new charges hanging out there. Those have not officially been brought against him in court. His attorney has not been notified that he's been charged with treason or charged with being a traitor or charged with extortion. The list goes on, Zionism. But he has acknowledged that he's prepared if the court tried to do some switcheroo in the next few days and say, well, it's not apostasy anymore. So they throw that out, hope that all of us go away, and then move along with these other crimes, you know, that they accuse him of and basically start the process over. He's still in jail, and they hope the international media focus goes away. So we're watching that very closely. But if that doesn't happen, if they're going to issue a ruling on the apostasy charge, which we proved with the documents is the only charge that's ever been leveled against him in court, and we've got the Supreme Court document. It was very tough to get that. Usually those aren't public. We were able to receive that. We were able to translate it for all the media. They've got it. Iran got caught right away with their lie because they didn't know that there were organizations out there who actually had the document, who had the real court order from their judges, from their Supreme Court, which is, you know, everything there. This is not like our system, you know. This is not like where you get access to information and Free Access to Information Act. There's nothing like that there. So the earliest the court would decide on apostasy now would probably be Saturday. So the courts are closed the rest of today, obviously, Thursday and Friday. So Saturday they reopen. Could be, you know, Monday. Hopefully by Monday we would get the order on that unless things, you know, significantly change, which we will know and we'll keep you updated various ways on Jay Sekulow Live on the Jordan Sekulow Show, ACLJ.org. We're doing a lot of media. And, of course, you can follow me, Twitter.com/Jordan Sekulow. That's Twitter.com/Jordan Sekulow. But we've got these 2 days to really build the pressure up. We need to get to 100,000, you know, names on this petition to Secretary of State Clinton. And I'll tell you why. There's possibly some very big news that kind of changes how we're going to be, you know, handling this situation. But we probably won't know that until this weekend at the earliest, unless something, you know, again, this is rapidly changing. It's Iran. They say that, you know, the courts are usually closed Thursday and Friday. Who knows what they could do here? We have to prepare for the worst at all times. I'm preparing like he could be executed in 5 minutes. I'm preparing like he could be executed already, and that we need to make sure that Iran doesn't get away with this because we haven't gotten a written order. But let's remember, folks, I just want to remind you, I say 2 days till the courts reopen, but they can execute someone in Iran before giving an order. So they don't have to go and give a written order or even give the order on the bench to the attorney. They don't have to notify his family. They don't have to notify the public. They don't have to notify his attorney. They can execute him. That's hanging over his head right now. Remember, and then they threw out the Zionist stuff. They could try and just do it and say, you know what, this was not an apostasy case anymore. We executed him because he was a traitor that had to be treated like a traitor. I'm just coming up with the hypotheticals here of what could happen. That's why you need to stand with us now, because tomorrow we may not have any more time. Now, I'm hoping we have the next 2 days to build on this so we go into the end of the week here, which is the beginning of the week in Iran, with that 100,000 number. If you'll call now and join our petition, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Think about the timing here. They're off for the next 2 days. We're on. So we can go into our weekend, which is the beginning of their work week, with that 100,000 number, may possibly some huge news to report that will, I think, again, take this to another level. Maybe that will come sooner than the weekend, but we're not sure yet, and we don't want to put anything out there that's going to not be totally accurate until we're as sure as possible when we're talking about a situation in Iran, which has, you know, there's not a lot of government accountability there. Let's put it that way. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. If you want to call, folks, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We've got a few minutes left on today's show. I know we've been giving a lot of information out. I know you're engaged. You're sharing the stories. Let me just tell you right now, if you've already signed this petition, make sure your friends and family do. They can do it by calling the number 877-989-2255 or going to ACLJ.org. That's an easy place to send them, and they can, you know, that takes them about a minute to get their information on there. the second part of this is continue to share the news stories. When we post a new update to ACLJ.org, and I tweet it out, and we post it to Facebook.com for our official ACLJ page there, when we do that, please make sure to share it with your friends and family. The more news there is about this situation, the better chance we have of saving this pastor's life. You know, we're told what our job is to keep the focus on this, not to let the media, move along and not give updates anymore and cover what's happening with Pastor Youssef. So if you noticed, Iran has slowed it down. They've slowed down their court system. They could have issued it today. This was kind of this is their Friday. They didn't do that. And now, 5 hours from now, they may put something out there. So you got to follow. You got to stay updated. ACLJ.org, twitter.com/JordanSekulow. Twitter is the best way to stay, up to the minute updates from me. It's my actual account, me actually tweeting, and the information I get out there is, before we could even post it online most of the time. twitter.com/JordanSekulow. But we've got, looks like 2 days until the courts reopen, 2.5 days for us. And that means when our week ends on Friday, and our week doesn't really end at the ACLJ. As you know, we continue working around the clock. If it's interviews, if it's working with the Iranian legal team, we don't stop because it's Friday and it's 5 p.m. We keep going. But at the same time, we've got a couple days here while they're off. They're not working to build this support. But we need to hear from you. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And if you're wondering, folks, if you've signed the petition, you say, what else can I do here? Well, you can pray for Pastor Youssef, of course. I mean, he's been in jail for 2 years. His wife was in jail for a year. She got out last year. He's got two young boys. He's only in his early 30s. His attorney, pray for his attorney. He's a Muslim, facing 9 years in prison, basically the end of his legal career. They've revoked his ability to practice law after he serves 9 years in an Iranian prison. Pray for him and his family and the legal team around him. Pray for the Christians in Iran. Pray for all the organizations around the world. There's ACLJ, there's Present Truth Ministries, there's Voice of the Martyrs, who have been doing what they can, what their specialty is. Our specialty is the court system and, of course, the United Nations. And so the law and United Nations. Also, we've got contacts around the world and offices around the world with pretty, very sophisticated people who are able to assist attorneys like Pastor Youssef's attorney. You can call right now, though. Continue to pray for those, the organizations, pray, of course, for his attorney and his legal team, and then, of course, Pastor Youssef and his family and all the Christians in Iran. You should be praying for. This is a persecuted church. But we need you to stand with us. We need you to join this petition because we need to get to 100,000 by the end of this week, which is the beginning of the week in Iran. Will you call now, add your name to a petition demanding that Hillary Clinton, our highest-ranking diplomat, issues a statement that calls for Pastor Nader Khani's clear release? Call now, add your name, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. I know you've been inundated with this, but until we've got confirmation on where this is going next, so if it got moved out of that court, if it went up to some other system or he gets transferred, until that, we're going to keep you updated because, I've never seen that much. People ask all day, can we confirm he's alive? Do we know if he's alive? Yes, we know he's alive as of right now. So do something about it. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.